Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Johnny, what game are you playing on the show this week?
Balatro, as always.
Shocking. Welcome to the Nintendo PowerCast, episode 468. I'm your host, N64, Josh. Johnny, what's going on, man?
I've been ready for 2 hours.
I was on the Nintendo Prime podcast, you guys, and it's the last one of season two, and they're rebranding everything. So if you need an extra two and a half hours of Nintendo podcast to listen to, go check out the Nintendo Prime show. It was a lot of fun. So, Crawler, what's going on?
Hey, how's it going? Crawler coming at you. I finished a triple XL stitch while we were waiting for Josh. And I started it I gave it a little bit of time because we were problem solving stuff for Cheesy as well.
It's awesome, Grandma. Yeah. Cheesy, how's it going?
Jeez, my goodness. What's going on, cheese curds? I was just going to say that we need to get Johnny to bed. He's already cranky.
That wasn't even me.
I know. I'm surprised.
I'm sorry. The cross stitching, I couldn't resist. I'm like, I had to lean into it a little bit.
That is my addiction right now. That's all. Like, I'm watching playoff hockey, playoff basketball, and before I go to bed, and I try to get an episode of Fallout in every night, depending on how late it is. But I'm playing Stitch. That's all I'm doing.
All I can think about is Demolition Man, where he comes back.
He and learned to cross stitch because that's what he was programmed to do in Cryostasis.
It's like wanting to knit. And
all I want to do is knit. if you're too young to get that reference, Demolition Man was a movie in what, 1997?
Probably, yeah.
And yeah, Wesley Snipes,
Sylvester Stallone, Sandra Bullock.
Sandra Bullock, yep.
I don't know that reference.
You don't know that reference? Taco Bell won the fast food wars. Yeah, it's a fine dining experience now.
Oh yeah, you got to watch it.
The three seashells.
Is this a comedy? What is this?
It's an action comedy kind of. Yeah. Okay. It's a 90s blow 'em up kind of movie. Mm-hmm. Dennis Leary's in it.
Yeah.
Oh whoa.
Who's the other guy that's in it? That was in that. Benchwarmers.
Oh, Deuce Bigelow. Rob Schneider.
Yeah, Rob Schneider's also in it.
You went with Benchwarmers?
It's the first thing that came to my mind. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I don't know. We're totally like, this is a Nintendo show. Here we go. Guys, last week we had 350 people come through the Mario Kart tournament. So if you want to get some races, I'm racing every day at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern on TikTok. We've just been having an absolute blast, and it's been a ton of fun.
Somebody gifted me a membership, I think, to your TikTok subscription.
Oh, yep. Yeah, they did. I saw it the other day. I was like, it was right before the tournament. So I was like, oh, I wonder if he's going to jump in the tournament. But so
I was stitching probably.
Probably. Just can't stop. So, but no, the Mario Kart stuff's going. And then after so we did our first ever Kart Club tournament, which is all the subscribers from like Twitch and TikTok. And then we jumped into Discord, and I I got everybody's reactions that felt like talking. You know, a lot of people had never like raced or even played like in a competitive gaming situation before. Like, I mean, yeah, of course they've been racing market, but like, you know, going for a prize and like, you know, putting on the full try hard pants and all that kind of stuff. And it was really cool getting all the different reactions and hearing those interviews. So that's up on the Dirt feed right now, if you guys want to go check that out. And it was really, really cool. So come on in. We'd love to have you race. If you guys are, you know, if you're like Johnny and you can't find anything to play right now, come race Mario Kart with us. It's
I do have a comment about that.
Okay.
I've been ragging on the Switch all year.
Mm-hmm.
And this is probably going to be my most played, like the year with my most hours on the Nintendo Switch.
Really? Unbelievable.
With your Steam Deck and everything else.
The Steam Deck is trash.
Have you booted up your Steam Deck in a while?
I did. You know what I played on it?
Bilatro.
Vampire Survivors.
No, I did get Fallout 4 on it because I watched the Fallout show.
Mm-hmm.
And Fallout should be on the Switch. I don't know why. I understand Fallout 4 might not work as well.
Fallout 3 would be fine.
Yeah, Fallout 3 would be fine. New Vegas would be fine. There is a Fallout game on there. Fallout Shelter is on there.
Right. That's right. I forgot about that. Well, before we get too far,
when that came out,
I think it was at the Bethesda presentation.
I was at that Bethesda presentation, and that, yeah, it was just like, and it's out now kind of thing, or it was out
they,
soon.
They,
anyway.
So they just did an update. It's a mobile game, right? They just did an update and they tweeted about it, and they're like, all right, yeah, here's all the new content. You could be Lucy from the show. And they're like,
how much is it? Only. $8?
No, mobile. I don't know how much it was. Mobile only. No Switch. Get out of here.
No Switch. Oh, wow. No love. Nobody's playing that or Blades, so Bethesda's not getting much love on...
Is Blades even out?
Wasn't that what it was called? That
Elder now I need to know. Yeah, I know
free,
what you mean.
The mobile vertical built Elder Scrolls game?
But Bethesda has a good relationship with Nintendo. They have Doom, Doom Eternal.
They have the Hylian Shield and the Master Sword in Skyrim.
Yeah. Yeah. So they put Fallout on there. Charges right. $60. We'll pay for it.
Wow. All right. Well, let's tell everybody where they can tweet at you, Johnny.
I'm Johnny Ebo everywhere. Twitter, Twitch, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, and the Communication Air podcast. I will be streaming soon. I say that every time. And one of these
you're
days
starting to sound
happen.
Like Crawler. Crawler, where can people find you?
Best spots are TikTok and Twitter. I guess Twitch, why not throw it out there? Nightcrawler 74, Nightcrawlers without the E. Cheesy's going to be streaming. We just fixed his OBS, so that's what he said. I heard him say it.
Maybe, yeah. I go back and forth on it a lot. But you can find me on TikTok, Twitter, Instagram, Communication Error Podcast, CheesyC64, CHEEZYC64.
There we go. All right. Well, you know, this is the part of the show where we find the latest and greatest and all of the games that everybody wants to know what we're playing and if they should pick them up as well. Johnny, what do you got for us this week?
I actually have a different game that I...
Okay.
I mean, I played Bilatro, but...
Okay.
And Stitch. But I got back into Prince of Persia, Lost Crown.
Okay.
It's fantastic. It's a great game. I know, like, back when Cheesy was talking about it, I was... kind of saying like it might not have been might not have that much content.
God, this is such a good episode because you have admitted twice now that you've been wrong and we are only 8 minutes in. Oh, it's so good.
So it's a new year.
He admits he's wrong on the communication error as well.
So it's post,
so go back and listen to that.
It's post tax season me, you know, more positive, more fresh. But yeah, Prince of Persia, The Lost Crown. I think you could get it for like $30 now.
I think that's what I paid for it. Physical, too.
It's very good. I'm like, I think I have like 12 or 13 hours into it. And it says I only have 51% of the stuff collected. I think I'm close to beating it. But there's still a lot to do. So I think it's worth it. And then, so I got the Tales of Kinzera Zao.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what it's called. Which is another Metroidvania that looks similar to Prince of Persia. And I played that for a bit. that seems like it's going to be pretty good. But then I'm like, I should probably just beat Prince of Persia first and then go back.
Hmm.
Instead of having two Metroidvania games going at the same time.
Yeah. So
yeah, that can be confusing.
Are you playing Lost Crown because of like the news of Rogue Prince of Persia?
Yeah. Like, and then also like, I know there is that content map for, for the Lost Crown. And I think
because there's announced season stuff coming out with it. Does it have a season pass or something?
I don't know if it has a season pass. I know they're doing story DLC at some point this year. So I want to beat it before that comes out.
Brawler, how about you? Anything other than Stitch?
Buy Stitch. It's very worth the $15. That's mainly what I've been playing just because of we're in the throes of playoff hockey and playoff basketball, and Denver has it's been tonight's the only off night and we're doing a podcast. So I was surprised Cheesy recorded on a game night the other day.
A big game too. Yeah. We had guests already lined up, so I didn't feel like I could get out of that one.
But yeah,
LeBron looked good that night.
What?
So LeBron looked good that night.
You're gonna have Laker fans coming after you. Watch out. but between that, like there's a handful of stuff that I want to get to. Like Johnny was saying, I started Lost Crown. I need to play a little bit more of that. I want to manifest Silksong after the stuff last week with not getting it.
Next week.
So
there's an ID at Xbox.
So I'm kind of hoping for that. And I'm going to play it on Xbox because I've beaten it, gotten both endings, or I don't know how many endings there actually are. I haven't done the DLC. Some of the DLC stuff is crazy. But I've done the God ending or whatever in the regular ending on Switch, and I want to kind of play it on Xbox, just doing a fresh run, get the achievements, that kind of stuff. So I'll probably set out on that here in a little bit, but I like Johnny was saying, not playing two Metroidvanias at the same time, so maybe I'll focus on trying to do that. I still have a handful of demos that I downloaded, but all I play is Stitch, so I don't know. I play Stitch. That's my that's why I keep going.
What rank are you now? Ruby?
Ruby 1, I think. I'm almost Ruby 2, but
find to a rocking chair.
I've done.
Dude, you're gonna get us bad reviews.
I've done like 57 of the 130 puzzles, I think. So I'm gonna run out of puzzles here in a little bit. But there's a daily one every day. There's a weekly one every week. So
they did announce like they're gonna release new content.
Yeah, they got the eShop embedded in the bottom of the menu, so it's there. It'll have more stuff. But
do you think like with Stitch and how it is kind of like Pictocross, will get more of those kind of games
potentially? I mean,
it's kind of weird that was just a DS thing. Like, I get that it worked well with the touchscreen.
I think there's
like 8 Picrosses on Switch. I have like,
is there
4 or 5 of them? There's a Sega one. I have the free Zelda one that I got with platinum points or whatever on my DS. Okay.
Somebody wasn't prepared for this.
No.
But yeah, all the Picrosses have come out for the most part on Switch. So there's a good amount of them there. But I feel like this, like Stitch is definitely set up just to add more content. I mean, they're all just grouped by category. So, I mean, they could come up with brand new categories that they want to. But it's fun.
I played a little bit of it, a little bit of Stitch. It was fun.
There is a lot of Picross stuff on the eShop. Oh my goodness.
But you know what they don't have is the Picross 3D was the one that was so solid on the DS, where you like, you know, you had to like, you could come up with shapes just by taking out it's not just the flat, like the whole 3D aspect was what really fun, especially there was something satisfying about the way the stylus would like bust through the bricks.
Yeah. And I've played Picross on my Switch, and it controls fine with a controller, but like playing it on 3DS was that just how that stylus glided on the screen made it a lot more enjoyable.
What's Cheesy been playing?
All right. I think I'm finally done with Hades.
Did you get to Hades? Did you beat him?
So, you're too good. You're too bad. I mean,
you, Oh, you gave me a compliment. This is weird for you. No, so I have beat Hades. Then you have to beat Hades 10 times. Then there's like an epilogue. And then there's like a family reunion type of thing. And I just did that. And now I think I've reached the point of where it's like, there's nothing else to do. Like there's
so
a little
Hades 10 times and you've done whatever.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And there's like little things to do in between where it's like, you know, make sure that you get all the different kinds of boons, but that's just RNG. And I don't know if I really want to do all of that. So now I think I'm just ready for Hades 2. And they just had their playtest a couple days ago or a week ago. So I don't know, it should be coming out soon. It looked good, but yeah, I think I can admit I'm done with Hades.
All right. Anything else or was that it? That's been taking
that's
up all your
pretty
time.
Much it. And it's, what? It's been
Splatfest too. Yes. No.
Oh yeah. I did do the Splatfest and, Bear Cubs won. That was, fun. I guess Splatfest needs to change. There needs to be something different with the next, Splatoon. Like they did add the Fizzbangs, which are like kind of grenades that you can get throughout the Splatfest, depending on how many like team members that you, the other team members that you splat, you get more Fizzbangs and then they just kind of go off. And so that's cool that they like added something to it, but it still is just turf war. And I get that's like what it is, but I wish that there was more to it or that they would bring in the different rank modes. It just gets really repetitive.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Gotcha. For me, it's been a lot of Mario Kart, guys. Sorry, I can't say there's been too much other than that, except for I dusted off the Wii U and started playing Wanted on TikTok again. And again, it just like 370 viewers, like 8,000 people in an hour and 14 minutes. Like it, and nostalgia. I get to troll people on there, and now the chat all knows me pretty well. So they like, there's enough of them in there that like, I don't know if you guys have seen the streams on TikTok where these guys are playing Minecraft and they're like, I just want to sleep. And then yeah, like, yeah, if crying. They send a gift, it, yeah, that's what I kept saying. And then they would send more gifts and I would just laugh. And then, yeah. And then today I was like, every time you guys send a gift, I can't see the screen. Well, that's what it looks like on their end. But on my end, I just, nothing changes. And so anyway, we're just kind of, everybody's just kind of poking fun at the different things that, you know, I'm like, if you guys quit gifting, I can finally go to sleep, or you know, it was just ongoing.
You got to get that weird filter on your face.
I know, the crying filter.
Yeah. Crying filter.
Yeah.
Those are weird, man. There are some weird, the Minecraft ones, and then there's also ones where people are just sleeping.
Oh, yeah.
There's like gameplay above them.
Yeah. Yeah, it's weird. Bizarre. Very, very strange stuff. So, little bit
TikTok's going away, you know, so.
Yeah, we got 9 months. We'll see. A little bit of Tears. Still playing. Still just slowly going through Tears of the Kingdom. And, I didn't get a chance to jump into Extreme G or the Wrecking Balls game that came out, or Wrecking Balls or whatever it's called. And that just came out of nowhere. And Extreme G was a ton of fun on GameCube. That's where I spent the most time with it. I'm 90% sure I have the physical Extreme G on 64, but it's one of those ones I picked up along the way while I was collecting, and I've never popped
that
it
was,
into the 64.
That was a Christmas game
it.
For me, and I played a ton of Extreme G.
Really? So did you fire it up immediately?
I updated my upstairs Switch, I think, when I was playing Stitch at some point. but I'm updating my Switch down here right now.
now you know how what it's like to only recommend one game for
play Stitch.
Play Stitch. It's your Vampire Survivors.
That I'm updating my Japanese one too to see if they got anything kind
of
crazy.
So speaking of the N64 games, I saw somebody tweet, I don't know who it was, but they're like, I don't know why people get so upset about the games that are being released on the N64. Like, you know, we didn't get Smash or, you know, some other N64 games that you would think that you would get. It's like, well, those aren't the games that I really want, because we've had those released so many different times.
But if we could play 64 Smash
online,
that like we're sitting on the couch with each other right now, mm-hmm. like that would be kind of fun and cool. I think that needs to maybe happen. But
just like we've done tennis cool and seeing, Mario Kart.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool seeing these other games that like, who would buy Iggy's Wrecking Balls on the virtual console?
Well, I mean, did you even know about it, Johnny?
I don't know what that is. I didn't know what Extreme G was.
Yeah, me too. So, like, I kind of get what you're saying. Like, it's cool that we get these opportunities to learn about other games versus the ones that, like, everyone is expecting DK64 at some point, whether you like it or not. Like,
nobody should be there. Play that whole game.
It should be there.
Banjo-Tooie should be there.
Yeah.
Did we? Well, I mean, that happened with the Super Nintendo games. I didn't know what Wrecking Crew was. I was like, what? What is this Wrecking Crew 98?
My 64 app for Japan had an update, but it was the old update, so it's Blast Core. But they did not get Extreme G or Iggy's Wrecking Balls, so those must be Western releases only.
Hmm. Interesting.
But like, I'm looking at the library right now, and there's a lot. Like, there's a lot. If you get into the expansion pack now, I think it's worth your money. I think it's worth the money.
I think that's the craziest thing about, like, this year being a slow year for Nintendo. Like, there still are other games to play and games that most of us probably need to visit to say that we played them. But everybody is just waiting for the newest thing, just because that's how content creation works these days, is you're playing the newest and greatest. But like, there's so much to just appreciate and go back and play right now. Like,
we also had
I want to play Yoshi's Island because I've never played it before.
Just a crying baby.
Yeah, that's I know people love it, but like, that is not I hate that game. But we also had somebody, Noah's Guy, part of the community, he had said, you know, people say games are dead,
mm-hmm.
but if you like tweet about them, you'll see it pop up in your algorithm. And I think he was talking about Pokemon or new Pokemon Snap or something.
Yeah.
That he's like, there is still a community that plays these games. You just kind of have to look for it.
Pokemon Snap. You could probably put that on and play Stitch at the same time, Crawler.
Yeah, two different switches. There you go.
I've been playing in bed before I go to bed with Stitch with my finger, the touch controls.
That's amazing. That's amazing. Well, jumping into our first like news story here, Metroid Samus almost came to Fortnite. Here's why she didn't. This is according to GameSpot.com. It says Samus Aran from the Metroid series almost made an appearance in Fortnite, but Nintendo and Epic could not agree on how she'd be implemented.
Shocker.
In an interview with Gamefile, former Epic Games chief creative officer Donald Mustard said that Nintendo declined Epic's offer to have Samus join Fortnite. They got really hung up on their character showing up on other platforms that weren't their platforms, Mustard explained. They would be thrilled to have a Nintendo character in Fortnite, but only if it was on their platform. Mustard went on to say that Epic and Nintendo could not come to a mutual decision because of Fortnite's content parity across all platforms. Epic wanted the game to be the same experience no matter what device players were on. Nintendo is the only console platform holder that does not have representation in Fortnite. For PlayStation, God of War's Kratos joined the game, and for Xbox, Halo's Master Chief, they don't mention Marcus from Gears is also there. Join the fray among many other characters such as Nathan Drake and Lara Croft.
Do you know how many people would boot up the Switch to play Fortnite one match to get the Metroid Fusion armor? mm-hmm. one time and then go back to their preferred platform to play Fortnite on if she had come to, oh, yeah. to Fortnite.
So the way they did it with Kratos actually hasn't been in Fortnite for a very long time.
Same with Apparently Master Chief.
It's one of the rarest skins in Fortnite. But the way they did it was if you bought Kratos and played, I forget if it was on PS5 or if it was
PS5 and was Xbox, PS5? And Xbox One S or X to get the skins for both.
And then you get like new skins. Like that would have been really cool if they had Samus in her, you know, default suit on all the other platforms. And then if you played it on the Switch, you got like the fusion suit or
Dread. You know,
or Dread, or like the Dark Samus suit, or something like that. I know a lot of people are talking about how like it wouldn't have helped Nintendo in any way.
Kratos was last seen in the Fortnite shop 1,133 days ago.
I think that I've learned a lot from communication error, and like before this, I probably would have sided with Nintendo and saying like, well, it's their IP, they can do what they want. But like, that's just dumb. They bring all of their characters, other characters into Smash, but they can't share any of their IPs, and that's silly. Like, I don't understand why they're just so one-sided.
Yeah. It does not make sense to me.
Well, because what does your car look like in Rocket League? If it's just a default.
It's just mm-hmm. a default.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's free brand marketing. Like.
Yep.
Master Chief has been almost 700 days, 692 days since it was in the shop.
What's the reason, though? Like, why are they worried about it?
Walled off garden.
So my thought is that, and again, I don't know how this works. I said the same thing on the Nintendo Prime show. Does Nintendo get a cut? Like, does Xbox get a cut every time we bought Master Chief on Switch? Or if...
Probably not.
Only if you're buying V-Bucks. It's probably based V-Bucks
on the V-Bucks. It's probably on the V-Bucks.
Right. So, they probably are looking at it like, well, people are going to spend money on our character that we're not going to see. Right? But what we talked about, like,
I take that back. I think the creator, like the icons or whatever, the for like Ninja and Laser Beam and all those, I think they get a cut if their skin is bought. So I bet there could be some kind of contract negotiated to if they're spending $20 or whatever. Right. I'm sure they could negotiate some kind of percentage.
Well, and I mean, think about the Metroid back bling, you know, the little Metroid that she had with her at the end of 2, you know, like
in a little vial on your back, like
either way, like, and her ship as a glider, like there's so many cool things they could do. Right. But here's the thing. Fortnite. And this is we went into this a little bit on the Nintendo Prime show. Fortnite came out when Nintendo was kind of at its weakest. Now, at least for the home console, right? Everybody, like the DS was still very strong and the 3DS was still very strong. But the Wii U did not do so great when these free-to-play games started really coming into their own. And I think because of that, you have a generation of kids who looked at Master Chief as the guy from Fortnite, right? Mm-hmm. Like, who's Kratos? Who is this Samus? And why is she in a skin tight blue outfit in one version? And why is she in this big metal like suit? What's the story there? Right? There's some intrigue. There's the potential to introduce them, because right now, go and pull like 500. You know, 12-year-olds about who Samus or Aaron is, and they'll be like, who? You know, if you say Metroid, some of them might know, but they're not gonna know. They're not gonna know.
They might know from Smash, but they might not know the game.
But if they've even played Smash, right? Mm-hmm. Like the Fortnite has like something like
130.
It at its peak was like it was massive, right? And so even, you know, what's all of Smash sales are like 38 or something. I don't have the numbers right in front of me, but like even still, like it just gives Nintendo an opportunity to have their stuff in front of more people. And I personally think this must go all the way back to Japan, right? Because you would think everybody in the States that's like, you know, where Fortnite is very popular and they're like, yo, let's make this a go, but they probably don't have any say. It would be my gut feeling. And it's such a bummer, because one of the best things about Fortnite is how everybody plays it differently and why everybody's drawn to it. For, you know, the older generation that's playing it, they're tapping into the nostalgia. Ninja Turtles, Transformers, Star Wars, Marvel, right? And then, yeah, but they're also,
we'll have maybe some new Star Wars skins in Fortnite.
Right. And then, but then you know, you've also got, you know, anime and Family Guy. And like, it's just, it doesn't stop, right? It's just this pop culture metaverse, essentially. And one of the biggest pop culture companies has no representation whatsoever. And it makes zero sense.
Especially like, from a character that they would be okay with shooting a gun.
Right.
Because they're already killing and doing stuff. I mean,
but yeah, they could even come up with a version of Jonesy that has like a Mario jacket, maybe a controller glider that looked like the NES. Like, they could do other things that aren't necessarily tied directly to their IP, yeah, but still have representation.
Make this into a glider.
Yeah, make the N64 controller, whatever. Like, I don't know. There's other ways to get them in there. And it just seems, there's certain things that I wish Nintendo would look at the other, like, look at what Xbox is doing, look at what PlayStation is doing, and follow suit. Because this would have been a great opportunity. Yeah, would have been weird. She's picking up a machine gun and she's got, you know, a blaster for a hand. Sure. But could they have done a whole event?
They could have done a mythic for her.
That blaster was in the map, right? Like, so, you know, and then everybody's running around looking like Mega Man. Like, I don't know. It's a bummer to me that, like, because, and the other thing is if they had done the deal the way that Nintendo wanted to, it would have been like Fortnite or Rocket League. And that was like such a bummer when I found out. I was like, cross play with Xbox, and I'm like, what do you guys think of my Mario car? And they're like, what are you talking about? You're the standard skin. And I was like, bye. Like, like, you don't get to hear, you're not hearing the Mario jump. They're like, no. I'm like, you know, and Samus was represented in that game. It didn't matter.
That deal was made before Epic owned,
yep,
Rocket League.
Right.
What's interesting is, like, Nintendo has specific Fortnite bundles. There's a Fortnite Switch out there.
Right.
Yeah.
And Joy-Con. There's Fortnite Joy-Con too.
Yeah. Yellow and blue.
So like,
it was only, was it no, only
it's
Europe?
Here. No, it's here too. I think we've had a couple different.
I think it was a Peely. I think it's Peely.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a blue and a yellow and a, I don't know. I think they've done a couple different. I don't know that the one was quite Fortnite specific Switch, but more just like a box package kind of deal. And then I think there was one that was also a, like, the Fortnite Switch. So,
well, on that note, Johnny, like, you know that the next Smash game, they'll probably add Jonesy.
Yeah, imagine if they add Jonesy. Like, that's, Nintendo just doesn't play ball with the other people, and it's just, it's frustrating. Like, we all want Metroid to be more well known, right? We mm-hmm. all want it to do better than it already does. And I don't think, you know, it might not cause the IP to magically become super popular, but it's not going to hurt it. Like, the more eyes you get on this character, the more eyes you get on the IP, like, it's always a good thing.
Yeah.
Is this due to NOA not having as strong a voice like they had when Reggie was there to push back against Japan a little bit and say, hey, this is going to work better in this market?
Do you think, I was going to say, do you think that if like Reggie was still there, that he would have a say in it, or it would just be overruled?
Wasn't like the Wii Music or something like that not coming, or like coming with a Wiimote? Like, yep. Wasn't that him pushing for that?
Yeah.
I mean, so it's like there are some decisions that Japan tried to make that they ultimately listened to him about the market he was representing, which in turn is the largest percentage of consumers for Nintendo. So, I mean, I don't know. I don't know if Doug Bowser isn't just voicing that opinion loud enough, or I don't know, but they might have their opinions on what they're doing, and they just, I don't know. That would have been how many years ago was this deal that fell through?
It probably would have been around the time when Kratos and Master Chief came to.
Yeah,
three years ago,
or when they decided to, because Fortnite wasn't on the Switch initially.
It came out that E3 you were at, right, Josh? E3 2019.
Which, I'm sorry, say that again.
Fortnite came out at the E3 you were at in 2019.
I think it was 2018.
Yeah,
I think.
If only like the internet could tell us.
Yeah, my memory is that it came out around the same time as Octo Expansion.
And are we talking when it turned, like, after it left Save the World?
Or whatever? Yeah. So because it was already the Battle Royale. It was an established IP when it came to the Switch. Like,
June 12th, 2018.
Yeah. So it was already, it was already taking over the world for 2 years.
But
and then
when,
it came to the Switch.
When this deal would have happened, it was around the time of the launch of Dread. So it would have been extra marketing for that game, especially if, hey, you play this character on your Switch and you get the Dread skin. Like, that would have been a slam dunk, you know? And again, like, when this game came out, the Wii U wasn't healthy. You have a lot of kids who, like, remember Fortnite wasn't console or PC only. It was also mobile, and a lot of kids were playing on their iPads, were playing on, maybe even iPod touches back then, and even just mobile phones.
That would have sold Switches. There are like Fortnite skin collectors out there that like either
a Nintendo Switch exclusive skin.
Either found a PlayStation 5 or an Xbox Series X to log into and get that credit, or they went and bought it. Like,
my son went and signed into a Samsung Galaxy at Best Buy so that he could get that skin. Like those kids were crazy.
I think a lot of people that are talking about it now are thinking about how Fortnite is now, and it is kind of oversaturated, right? There's a new theme every week.
Yeah, they're doing Last Airbender right now.
Other week. But when this would have happened, having other video game characters in Fortnite would have been novel, and it would have been new.
Well, and it was the start of that, because like back then, Kratos, was Aloy out before that or after that?
After. Okay. I'm pretty sure it was Kratos and Master Chief,
and then Aloy came out, and now, and there's Witcher stuff now, there's Resident Evil stuff, there's
Gears,
Lara Croft.
Yep, Lara Croft. Nathan there's a Drake. Whole, like, there's a whole sub, there's like the Star Wars subgenre of Fortnite characters, there's the Marvel subgenre, and then there's gaming icons, and that would have been, it feels vacant with not having a Nintendo representation there.
I mean, give Jonesy a Mario outfit, Mario and Luigi outfit, even if that's like at the very least like something along those
lines. That's essentially what they did with Rocket League for the Mario and Luigi cars. They just put a Mario and Luigi hat on normal cars. I mean, the Samus car was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
How funny would that be, though, if you made the Mario jumping sound every time he jumped, if you were wearing that outfit?
Yeah.
Fortnite's so weird, and I can't believe it's still as popular as it is, and it sucks that Nintendo didn't take advantage.
Well, let's say they did, okay? Let's have a little bit of fun with it and, like, just kind of some speculation. Like, what if, you know, what if when they put, like, the golf carts back in and that was kind of the thing, if the blue shell was an item you could toss around? Or what if you could kick around a green shell, or, you know, or throw out a red shell that was targeting people, or something along those lines?
Come up with a special thing in Rocket Racing right now. Like, they have a Mario Kart S kind of mode. Find a way to have something creative Mario wise, whether it's just like Rainbow Road already kind of fits into the crazy aesthetic of Rocket Racing in Fortnite. Like, just put in a course. It doesn't even have to have the items, but, like, have it be something out of Mushroom Kingdom. But
you know,
there's no violence in the Rocket Racing either. So
even if, like, it's not going to bring attention to their games, like, if people are going to go and buy their games, whatever it is, you're still going to have people online talking about Nintendo and Fortnite. Mm-hmm. And that's just going to create some buzz. And then, like, oh man, I forgot how fun Mario Kart is. I should probably go back and play that. You know, like, if they do or they don't, they're still being talked about.
Well, and think about the Master Sword being in the game. And when you have full health, it shoots out beams, right? Like, it's a projectile, not just a melee.
They could add a location on the map that's the Lost Woods,
right?
And you go pull it out of the pedestal. They had a sword that you had to pull out of the pedestal. I don't know what season it was. I've seen a crazy laser beam video where he's tried to, like, take over the whole, kill everybody in the map with it. But
I mean, they had lightsabers. Like, they've had a lot of melee weapons. Even the anime stuff, all the anime stuff is ridiculous. Like, why would that be in a shooting game? Like, now they have all the bending. Like, they have air bending, water bending, earth bending. An event with Nintendo, I think that would kill it. That, and then people would be like, same thing that happened with the Super Mario Bros. Movie. It would just bring people back into Nintendo, because a lot of people that are playing Fortnite, for the most part, they're not playing Nintendo games. Right? Yeah.
I mean, think about the hype that came around when they did the Dragon Ball Z stuff in there. Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't even watch that show, and I bought most all the skins. I mean, they
would get me to buy skins. I haven't bought skins in a while. Yeah. I come back and buy some Nintendo skins.
And they came up with fun, creative super items to find on the map. And they could do the hyper beam from Samus, or, I mean,
a super mushroom would even be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Or somebody just gets bigger.
Well, you're right, Crawler. Like, even if you didn't watch that show, we had a guest on recently, Alicia Stella, who just talks about theme parks. And she had no, like, she wasn't really familiar with any Harry Potter stuff until they made the Wizarding World of Harry Potter at Universal. And then that's when she went to go check out all of the movies and then kind of understood that world. So why not, like, give people an opportunity to discover something new?
I'm thinking even the fishing. What if you pull cheap cheeps, right? What if you, my favorite thing as I'm thinking about this, what if you pulled a blooper and you could throw it like a grenade, but when it hit, it would then splatter the ink onto the screen, like in Mario Kart, right? Mm-hmm. So you have this few moments of, like, not being able to really see your character or what you're doing. Like, there's so much fun and goofy stuff. Like, Nintendo could almost take some of the violence out of Fortnite with some of their items and the way they, you know, even all the different suits, the frog suit, the Tanuki suit, the Hammer Brothers suit, like, you know, some of the things like that, like, Fortnite would probably do it all.
Yeah.
Right. If there's
custom game modes that you could make your own kind of thing for that.
Well, we got to be careful there, because one of the other topics for today is Gary's mod. They had to go through and pull all of their, they literally asked their and they basically put out a press release or whatever, saying like, hey, we need all the Nintendo stuff out, and if you could take it out and never put it back, that'd be great. Like, and nobody knows if this is an actual thing from Nintendo. Like, if you go on Reddit and start digging into this, like, it, some people are saying it's by a guy named Aaron Peters or something like that, and he's like, he may have stirred the pot enough that got Nintendo to take notice of this stuff. And then where does it stop? Because like, I immediately pulled up Roblox, and there is blatant Mario Party. Like, you're in a room that is all 8-bit, like the first level of
Super Mario Brothers. Are they charging for it though?
No. And in their terms of service, they say, you know, it's user generated content. We are, you know, but that doesn't hold up in court, right?
Yeah, so, I think Nintendo gets involved when people are profiting off of their IP. So if, you know, if they're selling mods, then they probably don't like, that's what happened with the Pokemon, the Power World Pokemon mod. They were selling it. So Nintendo was like, no, can't do that.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's just interesting how, like, that's how far do they let stuff like that go? Because I would be willing to bet you could probably get into Fortnite's creative mode right now and find Nintendo related stuff.
Mm-hmm.
What about the Delta emulator? Do you think that's gonna last?
Is this the iPhone?
That's the iPhone emulator. Yeah.
So apparently, they got around everything because of not requiring any kind of like licensing keys or something along those lines. Like, I can try to figure it out, but there's a reason that it is like it's essentially a loophole.
I downloaded it last week and I booted it up and it's like import stuff and you can choose to import from files or iTunes. I'm like, who still has iTunes downloaded on their computer? But I mean, and getting files onto an iPhone is not the easiest thing either, but I don't know. I think
it's funny when people are like, oh, I'm playing Super Mario Bros. 3 on my phone. It's like, I could play that 10 different ways.
Yeah. With crappy touch controls. I guess, does it accept a, I haven't looked at,
I think it does.
Have, does it accept the Bluetooth controller? Yeah. Cause Bluetooth controllers work with iPhone now. So, I mean, that would be a better way to play it, but yeah, you already have a portable device that you can take with you that plays most all those games.
So let's see. Although emulator apps were a violation of the App Store rules for years, Apple recently reversed the course and allowed retro game emulators. This change came after the shift in the European regulation and the launch of third-party app stores on the iPhone. Experts say Apple's decision to allow game emulation on the App Store not only changes gaming, but also pushes for a more open future on the iPhone, despite legal issues around ROMs and how emulation works. So that's not giving me, but it has something to do with like the reason Nintendo can't shut it down is it's essentially like a loophole, or it doesn't require something that
and Delta was free to download, so they aren't profiting off
right.
And there's no real instructions on how to get them on, so they're not encouraging people to go to a certain site to buy anything or do anything, and so it's
no,
not
Patreon out there that's supporting
it. I mean, I don't know, I didn't dive that deep into it, but I think they didn't need a Patreon. They had enough like third party news sites reporting on it. That's how I heard about it.
Mm. I'm just looking here to see if there's any other, like, I will say this, like, I don't really mess with emulators and that kind of thing, but this is, this seems to be very much going after like Nintendo's like kind of the definitely on their mind based on the D-pad, the C buttons,
it looks like a Game Boy. It looks like a, yeah.
It looks like a Game Boy. It looks like a 64 controller. Like, you know, there's it. Yeah. But it looks like they're fan made. They're, they're fan-made controller skins, so it's not, you know, again, it's all like, it's all free or whatever. So, but yeah, like I saw, did I send you guys, did I send that meme of like Apple saying they're going to put emulators on the iPhone, and it's this Japanese guy in a suit with Nintendo next to his name, just glaring at the camera.
Like, people are so weird. I don't know. People get really weird when you talk about emulation. Yeah, they're very touchy. They're very touchy about it.
Yeah.
Do you have experience with this, Johnny?
Yeah, I do. Well, let me tell you, piracy is bad. Nah, I don't know. I like,
careful.
I feel like the people that emulate things feel all high and mighty. They're like, yeah, we're sticking it to the man. It's like, you're playing a game from 30 years ago. I don't know how that's sticking it to the man.
Well, the man wants you to pay $15 to $20 for it. Or they make it available to you.
But I like it on the Switch.
Yeah.
The, you know, it's just such a gray area of like, I mean, what am I going to tell people if I start emulating? I literally pulled the ROMs off of my carts that I have sitting on my shelf. Like, yeah, right. Like, I don't even have the slightest idea how to do anything. Yeah,
how
like
do you even
that.
Do that?
Yeah. I need to find the USB to my N64 so I can plug it into my Mac and then.
I mean, it's like, well, I did buy it. So, like, can I play it elsewhere?
Yeah, but
technically, but you're supposed to pull it from your own copy is the legalese of it all.
Yeah.
And I bought my game secondhand, so Nintendo never saw any of that money either.
Pay that guy on eBay three times the original cost.
Nate said you own every game. I mean,
and there's some of those crappy 90s licensed games that you're never going to find anywhere.
I mean, I understand like doing it for games that you just don't have access to. There's no access to it anymore. I get that. I get it. But a lot of people just want to play games for free.
You know, you want to play that Home Improvement from Super Nintendo.
New games.
I remember like Lindsay, who's probably listening to this. We met up for lunch one time with a group of her friends, and one of them pulls out a Game Boy Micro, and he's the cart has an SD slot, and he's just playing all the older, like, he's got every Pokemon game with him, and he's just we're at like lunch or dinner or whatever, and he's just hammering away on Pokemon, and I'm like, which one? He's like, oh, I have all of them, and he pulls out the. You know,
I get an email every week, I would say, to try to promote these those little emulation devices
from TikTok shop or whatever.
From TikTok shop. And I don't know, it just feels weird.
You want to do it, don't you? You're like, I can know, like, you could literally turn like everybody back to your side, Johnny. They
Isn't this a guy that said piracy is bad? That's all the comments would be. Yeah. Now he's promoting emulation. What the heck?
So much engagement.
I have
wanted to loaded with all the stuff on there.
Yeah,
oh, it's like 25 or 20,000 games
or something.
Legal?
It's not. But I have been wanting to get some of the older like DS Pokemon games, and they're expensive. Like, I think Heart Gold, Soul Silver is like $200.
And a lot of those games, you probably have to, as soon as you get them, open them up and swap out the lithium watch battery in it.
Well, not those old ones.
Oh, okay.
The DS ones should be fine.
Oh, DS ones. Okay.
But yeah, I mean, I know I could emulate them, but I don't really want to play them that bad. I just kind of want to have them in my collection.
Yeah, I get it. But
we're just waiting for that Ready Player One future where everything's just available.
Yeah. That has to be a licensing nightmare. What do you think about it? Like, they had Mortal Kombat characters. They had the Iron Giant, Godzilla,
Overwatch like, or
well, WB played a lot of, like, because there wasn't as much. If you read the book,
there's way more in the book. There's way more in the book.
They couldn't even. They didn't even do Joust as the primary, the first challenge. Mm-hmm. And I knew the second challenge would never happen because war. I don't even know who owns War Games, but
right,
you aren't going to have a movie within a movie being just mimicked or whatever all the way through for the lines. But yeah, I mean, they did a good, and their work, I think they're getting ready to work on Ready Player Two.
That's, I read that book. That's bizarre.
Yeah.
I've only read it once. I've read Ready Player One so many times. I've only read Ready Player Two once, but
speaking of an SNES game that I would want to emulate, Space Jam. Get the Space Jam.
Johnny's a baller. If anybody's,
yeah, I'm a baller. I think our next live recording, we should play some hoops.
In real life?
In real life, yeah.
That can be an episode 500 goal for December this year when we all come out to see you, Johnny.
Let's play some streetball like right in December.
Yeah, in Philly. In
Philadelphia, born and raised, playing some.
But no, I was a baller. I'm telling you, I was a baller when I was a young kid.
What position did you play?
A point guard. I'm 5 foot nothing. Like, I'm not. I'm like not 5 foot nothing now, but I was 5 foot nothing.
He's 4 foot 11 now.
In high school, I was 5 foot nothing, so I could only do point or guard. So I was a backup. I rode the bench. I did make the team, though. I did make the team.
Hey, there you go. There you go. Nate is referring to me as the Josh and I, meaning the troll and I. So I just wanted to make sure that joke got put out.
You got that game sealed still, right?
I do. Yeah. That's I'll emulate that
one. That game's gonna be worth money. So much money.
Oh yes. Yeah. Yeah. So I mean, it's very like this came out of nowhere, right? Especially after everything that just went down with Yuzu and all that stuff, then all of a sudden here's a
Didn't the other one get shut down too?
The one that was on the 3DS?
No, there was Yuzu, which was the first Switch emulator, and then it was Switch or Swoo? I don't know. There was another Switch emulator that just got shut down.
Let me take a look here. We can see.
Were you about to say Swoosh?
No.
Sounds like AliExpress user.
Disumi, Citra, Ryujinx, Simu, and then there's Dolphin.
Dolphin's been around for a long time.
Yeah. Dolphin, that's GameCube though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it looks like Ryujinx is the one that like all the videos are a month old. So it's like
that one's still around. That one's still around. No, it's
Dolphin. Isn't that how a lot of the Melee players were playing stuff?
I believe so. Yeah. So. Yeah. It's just, I don't know.
Oh, no, I shouldn't Google this because now I'll be on Nintendo's radar.
Now you're just going to get targeted ads for
emulators. Free emulators. No, the thing that's interesting about like the whole Garry's Mod thing though, like is Nintendo planning something like this? Like, is there a chance that Nintendo's making a playground for
maybe they're doing a Fortnite Battle Royale style too. That's why they don't want their characters in Fortnite.
Federation Force Battle Royale.
Yeah, but do you think a free-to-play Fortnite style game does well on Switch without having the install base of PC and the other consoles like Fortnite does? Because even Halo is on PC, right? Like,
hey, what is that? That free to play rock, paper, scissors game.
Ninjala?
Ninjala, that's still around. That's only
wait,
on the Switch.
Was that really the Rock? I was trying to be a smart aleck. You
It is kind of like rock paper scissors. You have to like determine what way your opponent's going.
That was
that Switch only.
Answer your question, Josh. I think it would have a good chance. Like if we think about how big Smash is, like yeah, maybe you can't play Smash on other consoles, but I mean, people go hype for the Smash reveal trailers. So imagine if they did some kind of battle royale game. I think you could see a lot of people being interested in that.
Oh, I don't doubt that. I'm just curious if there's enough people to like to pay for $20 skins like in Fortnite. You know? They have
that. Yeah, I think that's probably going to be the problem, is they wouldn't do that. They would do it some other way that probably is takes a long time to grind, but that it's like free updates.
Yeah, it's just it's an interesting conversation for sure, to see what, you know, and to when they finally, if something finally comes to the surface, what do we see from them in that regard? Because they have no problem with some interesting tactics when it comes to mobile games and gacha mechanics and stuff, you know? So it's, I don't know, interesting conversation nonetheless.
I still think the next Mario Kart's going to be free to play.
Yeah. Every aspect of it. They're potentially their most expensive game they've ever developed.
Yeah.
Oh, that's okay. That's going to be another.
Maybe they have a mode that's free to play.
Multiplayer a battle pass. Do like the Call of Duty.
Nintendo's not going to do free to play. They're going to be the companies that charge $60-$70 for the game and then still have $10 battle passes.
Oh yeah.
Well, the battle pass is free in Splatoon. I wouldn't be opposed to stuff like that.
Yeah. That's a good point. Just make it better. Make you want to actually play it.
The only way to get Kirby and Samus and Star Fox is to buy their battle pass. That'll be the only way.
No, you just have to play the older games, and that's how you get the skin in that game.
Three times on three separate days to be able to get your NFTs.
If you own the NFT, you get the skin in the game. So, you know, all you guys are gonna be weren't buying those NFTs.
Crazy. We're kind of on Star Wars Day. Are we gonna get Star Wars Hunters this year?
Oh yeah, shadow dropping
on Star Wars Day.
On Star Wars Day.
That's a Switch 2 release.
It still says releases 2024 on the website.
I think
isn't that like 2 years been pushed back, like since
it's
2020, like two.
It's been long enough that every time that game's mentioned, somebody goes, "Oh, I forgot about that." Like that's literally what happened. So, well, it is 1:20 in the morning for Johnny, so we're going to put a bow on this thing. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. We appreciate you all so very much. And we should return to our regularly scheduled programming next Thursday. And we'll see you guys.
Unless the Nuggets play.
No, Nuggets are going to win, and we're going to have days off next week. So
this is a Nintendo show.